We've got a special guest. We've got Cody Hall on the line. Cody, how are you doing today?
I'm doing really good, Trent. Thank you.
So you're on the road. You're driving by Brooks, you were saying. So shout out to our listeners in Brooks.
Yeah, you betcha. We're going to pick up some precious cargo today. Me and my little boy are on a road trip. So we've got some interesting, fun news. I'm going to keep it a secret, though. Everybody will have to just check my socials later. I'll post pictures.
That's good. Tease them. Then they will be there for more. So you have a new single out. It's called Firecracker. Why don't you give us a little bit of a breakdown of the new song, how it got put together, and what people can expect when they hear it?
Yeah, for sure. Firecracker actually got recorded way back in December. We did two tracks at Bucket Brigade Studio. Made My Day was the first release. It came out in February, and I've been hanging on to Firecracker for a long time. We made a video for it, actually, too, that comes out on July 15th. It premieres everywhere. It's a summer song. It's a beat-driven, make-you-want-to-dance kind of song about classic love story, right? This guy in a bar is singing to everybody else, telling everyone how the good looking girl over at the bar is actually with him, watching him sing his songs. So it's a lot of fun.
Right on. So you got a show coming up in Stavely, Alberta. Big show coming up. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that one's really excited. Actually, next week is going to be really busy for us. I've got a barbecue to play at on the 13th. The 14th, we head to Calgary for the Blue Willow Stampede Showcase, which is really cool. That's kind of with Bucket Brigade, the company that I've been recording with. And Blue Willow is an artist development site that is working hard to get some Alberta musicians more known. The next day, the 15th, we travel all the way back to Stavely, my hometown, my stomping grounds. And we're opening for the Roadhouse, which is awesome. It's so surreal for me to be able to say that still, and I'm super excited. There's an Eventbrite already started, and tickets are going up for sale at the Western Stores in Nanton and Claresholm. So
the event is a benefit to raise money for the Stavely Agricultural Society and the Stavely Pro Rodeo. So if your people are going out, they're going to be helping a good cause too, right?
Yeah, you betcha. Like I said, the Stomping Grounds in Stavely, we've known that arena to be the heartbeat of the community for a long, long time. And over the last few years, they've moved the rodeo. The infamous indoor pro rodeo has moved outside. So they're trying to explore new ways to kind of inject some cash back into the arena and fill it up and make use of, like I said, it's kind of a historical building. It's burned down a few times and been rebuilt. And it always seems to be the place where people in Stavely and surrounding areas go to reconnect.
Well, here's hoping you and the Roadhammers can get together and raise a bunch of money and get that pro rodeo back indoors where everybody's used to seeing it.
It's been awesome. They, like I said, they've held the rodeo outside for the last couple of years, and it's still kicking and still doing well. That arena is just, it's a special place, and whatever we can do to keep it open for really all of Southern Alberta. I know it gets used in hockey season by communities as far as Okotoks. They'll rent the ice and come down, right? So, yeah, just having that building as a hub for community, it's awesome. So
you were saying you're pretty busy coming up to Stampede and the 15th there. What's the rest of your summer looking like, Cody?
The summer is filled up quick, actually. Before summer holidays started, I'm a school teacher normally, so I was doing everything I could to wrap up that and book as many gigs as I could. Got some kind of irons in the fire for Whoop Up Days here in Lethbridge, and then a few different shows. We're going to start traveling a little bit more out of our comfort zone, I guess you could call it, but we've got, I think, three in the fall in Calgary coming up, so hopefully we can start sharing some news about those pretty quick. And it's always fun to travel and play for people and kind of get my name out there and have more people looking for songs like Firecracker on their Spotify and iTunes.
So if people want to keep up with you, your gigs, your new songs coming out, where do they go for your social media, for your online presence, that kind of thing?
Yeah, at Cody Hall Music, all lowercase and all together, is my social handle. So Instagram and Facebook are the two big ones there. www.codyhallmusic.com is also my website. And everything is usually fed through those three spots, the website, Instagram, and Facebook. Within Instagram is my link tree, which has got every link that's ever been created, videos and songs and behind-the-scenes pictures, stuff like that. We've got tons and tons of information out there. It's just a matter of trying to find it all. And I think Linktree has been really good for that, and Instagram, and just kind of consolidating where everything ends up.
Well, Cody, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and out of your little journey with your son today to talk to us, to promote the show, the new single. Thanks again for coming, for talking to me today, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks so much, Trent. I appreciate you guys having me on again. This is it's always fun to catch up with CJWE.